Oh, great and mighty one, you've returned. How was your trip, my dear? You must have been exhausted from all that fighting, destruction, and havoc you were causing. The servants and I have already prepared a nice warm bath for you to... Huh? Master, where are you going? The bath is this way. But, Master, I'm sure that a nice, relaxing bath will do you some good. After all, you seem very stressed. If you wish, I can personally scrub your back and such. Master, was those heroes again, wasn't it? But it is my business. Forgive me, O great and powerful evil one. I didn't mean to step out of line. I ask that you punish me accordingly. So I will not be punished? But I wouldn't mind if you did choose to punish me. After all, I would certainly... I'm sorry again, Master. I can't help myself when I'm in your presence. You make me want to do things I wouldn't do for others. Master, if I may, as your humble servant, I am in your service. For this reason, it is my duty and task to not only take care of you, but to ensure your stay and supreme ruling is as pleasant and comforting as possible. And again, I apologize for stepping out of line earlier. It just angers me that whenever those idiotic heroes foil your plans and cause you distress whenever you must draw back. If I could, then I would personally have their heads on a coat rack and preserve them as a trophy for your keeping. Yes, it would be nice, but for now, Master, allow me to be the one to alleviate the stress you're currently experiencing. But, Master, don't you like it when I get this close? Besides, I personally feel such indulgence whenever I'm in your warm embrace. So will you allow me to do the honors, sire? You will? Oh, thank you, Master. You will not regret this. Now come, allow me to escort you to the bathing room. Is there something wrong? I apologize for the hand-holding, but I wanted to make sure that I safely escort you there. Can't be having you get hurt or into trouble. I can let go of your hand if you wish. Very well, then I will continue to hold your hand. Now come, come. Here we are. Now allow me to take off your armor and garments. Master, you are blushing. Did you suddenly catch a cold of some kind? But sire, you are already so tired. It takes some work getting into that heavy thing off, so please, allow me to remove it. Nonsense. Here, lift your arms for me. Now for the clothes. Don't be so nervous. This will only take a second. Forgive me, Master. It's just this body of yours, it's like looking at a masterpiece made by Michelangelo himself. Blasphemy! You should never say such a thing about yourself. What I see right now is perfection. What I feel right now is perfection. You, Master, are perfection. These muscles of yours, the curves, the softness, the roughness of your skin, which blends perfectly. Nothing of pure perfection. You truly are beautiful, sire. I am removing my garments. To get into the bath with you, of course. But, Master, I have already offered to wash your back. Plus, getting in the bath with you will make things easier. I am a little embarrassed, yes, but I do not mind showing myself like this to you. May I remind you that as your humble servant, I have vowed to offer myself to you in any way that I can. So do not be ashamed if you feel the need to give in to your hormonal instincts. You will not give in? But there's no need for such restraint. Very well. I will just wash you in the tub then. Now, come, for the water loses its heat. How does that feel, my liege? Good, I'm glad it's to your liking. Allow the warmth of the water and my gentle touch to wash the stress away. Oh, I can not deny the fact that I find pleasure in serving you. Perhaps a little too much, even, but it can't be helped. I truly adore you, sire, and it brings me such joy whenever I get to do something to cater to your wants and needs. Of course, who would I be if I do not properly devote myself to you? After all, when I first laid eyes on you, I couldn't stop seeing myself as anything but your devoted servant and personal interest. Yes, even when you came and ravaged my village. You see, master, I was nothing but a mere slave to those people. My family were also slaves. All my life, I knew nothing but how to serve my masters, and I served them, I did. I was not a fan of it. They meant nothing to me. I only served them because I must, and how I was raised. I spent many years under their rule until the day you came and set fire to the establishments. Apparently, from what I had heard, the newly appointed grand leader of our village, who was the head that our slave owners would go to, did not like the idea of his property being ruled under such tyrannical dark lord, and wanted to raise an army for himself in order to gain power. He was conducting deals under the table, to slowly separate the village from your ruling, and steal any resources he could from you to accomplish his sinister goal. A spy of yours caught wind of this and reported it back to you. It was then that you decided to pay the village a visit yourself. You and your extermination squad arrived, trampled the weak, and slaughtered all those who resisted. You even went as far to gather the remaining survivors of the carnage and made them viewers of the village grand leader's publicly brutal execution. It was clear that you did that to make a statement of us, which is never even concede the possibility of going against you. You and your squad then took us survivors and made us your slaves, and I was granted the honor of serving as one of your personal assistants. I had traded one collar for the other, but honestly, I don't mind. I've already grown up as a slave, and over time, I had become numb and somewhat mindless to most things. As I started to serve, something began to grow inside me, for once in my life, I found pleasure. Pleasure in being your servant. Pleasure in your dominating presence. Even pleasure in your punishment. As rare as they were. I never have felt a way for anybody before, and that's when I realized if there is anyone I had to be with, then it had to be you. You inadvertently gave me enough self-confidence to disagree with you, even if I must apologize profusely afterwards. In other words, I am in love with you, Master, and though I hate the idea of you being with someone else, if I am part of that relationship, I will put up with it, but I would feel better if it was just you and me. Of course I mean that, and as I said before, it angers me whenever those pesky heroes stop you and it foils your plans of conquest and world domination. Ugh, the many things and tortures I would inflict upon them if I could ever get the chance to lay my hands on them. They will pay for causing you misery and stress, I swear on it. Very well. I will try not to think about it too much. Master, you find me attractive, don't you? Well, do you? I ask because, as your humble servant, I must relieve you. Please, Master, you shouldn't be restraining yourself. You can do whatever you want to me, for I feel deep down you will find solace and comfort in confiding in me. So you are considering a more conventional means of expanding your army and lineage. Is that so? Very well, we will discuss it later. For now, what do you wish for me to do, sire? A session? As in kissing? Oh, master, you're blushing again. I see, I am unsure if I can help cool you off, but may I give it a try? Excellent. I love you, Master. I hope you will continue to allow me to serve under you. Of course.